Okay, we're continuing now. The Amud Yomi is in Darim Yud Tes Amud Aleph. At the very top, we ended off in the last shiur discussing how Reb Zeira resolved the contradiction between different Mishnayos about what to do in case of a Safek. He wanted to say that one was the opinion of the Rabbanan, one was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So now we continue like this. Continuing, Abaye says back to, this is referring to Rav Zeira, "B'mayo kimto l'sofik nazirus l'hakel." How, in what way did you establish when you have a sofik, if you're a nazir, then we're going to be makil, and you're not a nazir? So that's Kirebi Eliezer. You wanted to say that it's going to the Sheet of Eliezer. Se'eim a seifa. You have to consider what it says in the end, in the seifa of that same Mishnah. Sofik b'choros, if you have a sofik, whether it's a b'chor or not. So Ech b'chori od ve'ech b'chori behema, whether it's a b'chor of a human, b'chor of an animal, bein tame, tamea bein tor, whether it's kosher, not kosher, hamoitz mechaver alef araya. So in order to get the redemption money that you owe from the father of the child, or the owner of that animal, so then you have to prove it. Or if the father gave a mistake and he wants to give it the coin, he doesn't get it back. So a few points to discuss. I guess, first of all, how could you have it? The Mishnah says, Safik Bechoros. So three different opinions as to what exactly would be the case that we're talking about. The Ran, over here on the top, second line. Right? Ech Bechor Ech Adon Bechor Behema. Kigon. What's the case? Shealda Zochra Nekeva. The animal gave birth to a male and a female, to twins. Ve'eni yodeh, we don't know, Eza hoitzi roisha rishon. We don't know which one came out first. If each one has a suffix, they're a b'chor, or a suffix. Now, we know these are the two twins, but it's not so easy always to tell what happened when. So that's the way the Ran learns that the Metzias is in the suffix. The Mefarish over here, it's not really Rashi, as we said on the Dorim, but the Mefarish learns, Hamoitz Mechaver on the third line, Kohen de boy la fuke mine, the Kohen wants to get it, all of lehevi raya shehein b'choros, he has to bring a raya. What's the case? What's the suffix would be, he says right here on the fourth line, shelo hipila nefil mikod kodem lechein, that if there was a nefil beforehand, then this animal would not be the b'chor. So that's what the suffix b'chor is. Again, the way the Ran learned is that it was twins. The Mefarish is learning that it was a case where maybe there was a nafil. The Rosh over here, tucked down on the bottom right, says, Seifa de Safik Nazirus hi, Safik Bechor Adam, Kigon, Shehipilu Lefonov, Safik Nafil, Safik Ruach. Right? So, the question over here that we don't know, maybe it was air that came out. Maybe it was the Bechor, right? Bein Tamei Bein Bechor Kigon. Shtei Behemos Achas Bochra V'Achas Lo Bochra. Right? V'yoldo B'yachad. Now, the way the Rosh learns this stuff, you have one animal who had already given birth before, and one animal who had never given birth before, and the two different animals gave birth at the same time. Achas Zochor V'Achas Nekeva V'Ein Yadua Miyoldo. Right? Zochor. And Miyoldo Nekeva. Right, so in the cases where the two animals we got mixed up, we don't know which one is which. In this case, says the Rosh, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya, Hakoyim Bol Lahoitzi Alav Lahevi Raya Bechor Behema Tahora. The Bechor, right, would have to be Yira Ad Shisavev. He has to just go out in the fields until it develops a mum. V'yochel B'moiso Yadu Lebailim Uvechor Behema Tameya Mafrish Alav Se Lahavkia Isuro V'Achil Le. Okay, so that's the way the suffix was. B'kitzer, quick recap. The Mefarish learned that the suffix was maybe it had given birth, had a miscarriage actually beforehand. The Ran was that there was twins, and the Rosh was two different animals. Fine. Continues now. V'tana Ale says the Gemara, we learned on this, va'asur v'giza v'avoda, that you're not allowed to work these animals, shearing it or to have it. So even though it's a suffix, you can't do it, just like a vadai, right? So what do you see? You see there's a chilik over here, there's a distinction we're making between monetary issues, right? In that regard, you said that hamotz mechiv al havaraya, you can't once you give it, you can't get it back from the coin, right? Now, that applies, even though it's still a suffix. So it comes out, you see, even there's a ton of this Mishnah, doesn't hold that all sveikos where you go makil. So Amalei, the response, let's do Rambam. The Rambam over here in Hilchos Me'ila. This is the Rambam in Aleph, halacha ches safik kodshim kigon behema shehi safik bechor kiyotzeba. What's the halacha in the case of a safik? Harehein asurin begiza vavoida. It's also to shear them or to work them. But if you did do this, you violated ein aloke. You don't get malchus for that, because at the end of the day, it is a suffix. We can't say the vada, you were over the lav. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. Omalei, the response of Zera, back to Abaye. He said, no, this is not a problem. This isn't shver. Amai, kamadamas kudusha habo me'aleha lekudusha habo me'idei adam. Why did you make two types of kedushas you compared? There's a kedusha which kicks in automatically. Erev Shabbos, the Kedusha kicks in automatically. Bechor, the Kedusha kicks in automatically. That's the concept of a Kedusha Habo Me'aleha, right? You don't do anything that, but there's a different type of Kedusha that a person is Makdish something, right? So only in the latter type, when the Kedusha comes, the person themselves brings the Kedusha onto that, right? That's the case where we say that a person wouldn't have intention to do something in an uncertain way. Rather, if you're going to have a kasha and a bzeira, this is the kasha we should ask. Suffik mashkin. So when you have a doubt about a liquid, if this liquid is tame or tahar, so li tame, tame. Li tame acherem, tahar. So on it itself, it would become tame, but to be tame, something else would be tahar. Div Rebbe Yemer, that's the sheet of Rebbe Meir. V'chein hai Rebbe Elazar oimer kidvarv. And then Rebbe Elazar would say that is the shita of Rebbe Meir. So how does this work out? So the Rambam in Hilchshar Tuma Yud Dalid speaks out. This is a halacha vav. Safik mashkin l'tamei achirim tohar. So you have a safik if when this thing was, again, this liquid was did it make something else? It's going to be tar. But tumas atzmo tame. But for itself, we would assume it to be tame. So ketzad, what's the example? Hayamakel biyado. The guy has like a stick, a staff really on his hand. Biyado v'rosho mashkin tamein v'zarkan l'toich kikrois tahoras. And he throws it onto towards a pile of loaves of bread. Safik nago hamashkin b'kikaros. Safik lo nago. Tahor, so we don't know whether it touched it or not. The whole thing is going to be tahor. V'chein im nistapik lo im nago mashkin tameyim bekli zeh or lo nago hare kli tahor. If we don't know whether it touched the kli, it's going to be tahor. V'chein im nistapik im lo nago mashkin ele tameyim b'mashkin acherim or lo nago hare hamashkin acherim tahor. So ainly sfeikos, we're going to say it's tahor. Aval tame sheposhet yado o raglo levain. Mashkin tahorin, right? If a person who's tummy and they like extended his hand or his foot into a place where there are mashkin tahorin, like pure liquids, oshazar kikar tummy, or he threw a loaf of bread that's tummy, the pain mashkin tahorin, suffik nago be mashkin, suffik lo nago. In this case, we don't know. Did it touch? Did it not touch? Hare elu tameyin besafik. Then we would be. Rule these things to be tavik, right? Says the Rambam v'chein kol biyotze in all any type of similar situations. So again, just to speak it out now, according to Reb Zera's learning, that the pshat in this mission when you have a suffik, that's holding like Elazar. So the Gemara now asks the following question: Umi sevira le Rebbe Elazar le tame tame? Does Rebbe Elazar really hold that if you have something, it's a liquid and we're unsure of it being tame, that we go ahead and assume that it is tame? The Hatanya, we learned in a brisa not like that. Rebbe Elazar Omer, ein tuma lemashkin kol ikar. The whole concept doesn't apply to mashkin kol ikar bichlal at all, right? How do you know that? How do we know that's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar? Teda, I'll prove it to you. I'll explain it to you. Shahari Heid Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda Al El Kamtza. So he gave Edis. He testified on this special type of grasshopper called the El Kamtza Dochon, that it's kosher. So what exactly is the El Kamtzan? So the Steindaltz brings down that this is the El Kamtza is a slant-faced grasshopper. That it has, like, the horns are shaped like a gazelle, like, you know, these like straight and like a V formation. So on this animal, El Kamtza is dochon. Va'al mashkin base mitbachayo dochon. And also any of the liquids that came out from in the base of Migdash, the slaughterhouse, right? They're also kosher. So the thing is like this: if you have a liquid, it could become tame only on a Durabonin level, right? And any liquid you would have in the Beis HaMikdash are not included in that, because we don't want to add any additional types of tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. And since Rabbi Lezer holds on a D'oraisa level that these mashkin cannot become tamei, so right, how could it be that on a suffik that he would say that it's going to be tamei? It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hanich l'shmul. This works out well according to the explanation of Shmuel. To Omri, he says, dachan. When we, again, what do you mean dachan? It means pure. So when we, the way Shmuel understands dachan means milatame acherim, that it's only pure to be mitame itself. About tumas atzmon, but itself, this suffic liquid, right, that we have, yesh behen, then it could become tame. So, right, meaning that if you have something that could be tame, a liquid on a d'oraisa level, their only ability to make something else tame is on a d'rabbanan level, right? But our Mishnah that said that you had a suffix about this, is it tame, is it not? That works well according to Rabbi Lezer, the way Rabbi Zeri wanted to explain. That's what means shapir. Ela l'rav, but according to Rav, the Omer Dochon means mamish, means that they're really actually pure. Doesn't not themselves, not others. Sama'ik lemeimer. Like how are you going to explain that, right? The Mishnah said that we were makil when we had a suffik back on the Nazir case, but yet we're strict in the case of the suffik on the liquids. So clearly, you can't learn that is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, right? Within Rav, again, according to Shmuel, it's good. According to Rav, it's not. So Ella, really, we're going to reject Rabbi Zeira, and we're going to explain the contradiction again between the Mishnah, which said that if you just said a stam nedarim, there were machmir on that, and then the Mishnah in Taharas, which says when you have a suffix on the zeros that were makil. So how are we going to resolve? That's what we're still trying to work this out. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, v'ha Rabbi Shimon. So we're going to explain like this. The Mishnah in Taharos, right, we said that you had a suffix if the person's a nazir, they were makil. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah is going loud like this, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Right? D'tanya. As we learned in Ebraisa, a person would say the following. Hareni nazir im yesh bakri hazeh mea kor. I'm going to be a nazir in this big heap. There's 100 kor. It's a type of measurement, right? V'halach, then he goes, he wants to find out, well, was my statement fulfilled or not? Umatzo shenignav o sh'avod. And now we're never going to know because something's either stolen or was lost. But at the end of the day, it means it's a suffix because we can't measure it. We don't know what was there. So what's the case? Now, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's allowed to do things that normally a nazir wouldn't be allowed to do. He's allowed to drink wine. He's allowed to become, get a haircut, etc. Because he holds it a suffix. Naziris doesn't kick in. Reb Shimon Oser, but Reb Shimon holds that, no, Reb Shimon says it's also, the guy can't get a haircut, he can't drink wine, right? Because he says that it does kick in. So what you see from here, the Reb Shimon is of the opinion that when you have a suffix on a, if you're a Nazir or not, we are Machmir. And there, that's the way that we could resolve two different Mishnayos. One's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and one's going according to the Shita of Rebbe Shimon. Okay, we're five lines from the bottom. Maybe we'll stop here because to really finish off this next piece would take us farther down into Yud Tes Amid Beis. So, Mr. Shem, we'll stop here with five lines from the bottom of the Daf at Rami the Rebbe Yehuda, Ad Rebbe Yehuda.